Hello, and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and I read people's poetry from multiple websites, with their permission to, of course. Today, I'll be reading from my contest I made on allpoetry.com. The contenders were to write haikus with the theme of home. They were all very good, so I decided to read them all today, starting with my favorites, with a first, second, and third award. The next ones will all be read in no exact order. With all that being said, let's begin. Our first poem is by E.B. Pilgrim, with his poem, Homeless. Cardboard drawn and tight, the street stinks this time of night, but home rests inside. Our poet says that it's a take on the quote, home is where the heart is. He also mentioned that inside refers to the cardboard, but it also could be inside the heart. This next poem is by Arbab, called Danger Arbors Well. Danger arbors well, breathing pure teakwood and swell, holy entity. Our friend here told me that this refers to his home, a houseboat, made out of teakwood, and it's swollen with water damage. Not only that, but in recent news, Pearl Harbor's water well has been contaminated, and so that's why it's called Danger Harbor's Well, and he considers his home a holy entity because he's lived there for so long, and even with the water contamination, he still wants to live there. Thank you, Arbab. Our next poem is Garage Door by Reason in third place. Rumbling garage door, three boys suddenly quiet, dad brings home supper. When your father comes rumbling home, you know those kids inside are gonna stop rumbling around the carpet. They wouldn't want to get their spanking. Next we have Built-In Mobile Home by Hersho Duds. Built-in mobile home, for when snail is done with kale and then needs to roam. I've nothing to say about this poem, except it makes me think of a scene in Polly, I do believe it was called, about a parrot, a talking parrot that always got into trouble. Our next poem is called Children Play Twister by John Lindsay. Children play twister, hands and feet tangling the floor. Laughter finds a home. Even as I myself has only played Twister a couple of times as a child, I totally understand how much it is fun and how much a home is found for laughter. Give Woman a House by Dr. Ram Mehta. Give woman a house. She will turn into a home, a living being. I do believe he's talking about the home becoming a living being. And the woman becomes a home. I don't get it too much, but it is a good poem. Thank you for sharing, Dr. Ram Mehta. Next, we have this beautiful poem by Quest called Home. Warm fireplace, blaze, conversations and laughing, the comforts of home. General and simple. Sometimes we need people just like you, Quest. Thank you for sharing your awesome poem. Next, we have My Home Haiku 497 by Adhikaran. My home is heaven, a place where love and joy exists, melting together. In but not of it, as I always say. Next poem is Prances the Hermit by Dances with Words. Prances the Hermit with a seashell on its back, model mobile home. For some reason, I can't find this poem inside of the contest link anymore, so I'm going to go ahead and try and find it and add it to every place that I put this podcast. Because even if it wasn't a winner, it is a very good poem. And thank you very much, Dances with Words, for sharing. Next poem is by Chuck17. River Runs Slowly. River runs slowly down the mountain through meadows, searching for a home. With this poem, I actually added my own haiku. Cloud from the ocean, reaching, rains top the summit. I will become lake. Just for fun, of course. Thanks for watching or listening to my podcast. The next episode will be on the 25th with a contest that's been running with the theme and form of the number pi. And from my sneak peeks, the desert pi too. There may be some Madonna included. If you want to hear your poetry on my show, you can contact me at jjbullfrog.com. Make sure to follow my streams on Twitch. My username on there is JJTheWorkaholic. Last but not least, check out what I'm doing in real life from following me on Instagram. My username there is JJ_bullfrogstagram. All these links are below. Make sure to share this podcast with your friends, and I'll be seeing you on the 25th. Bye-bye!